Hey, friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys have a terrific day today. What are you drinking over there? You got coffee on the set?
No.
That Fit Food?
That's Fit Food with a purple stick.
And a coffee cup.
Yeah, it says Papa Bear.
Doesn't really. Where'd you find that?
It's on the sink. Out here? It's in the sink over here.
I was like, there's no way you're drinking coffee. I haven't seen you drink coffee in years. Mm. We got to deal with you the rest of the day after you drink coffee.
Don't want to deal with me on coffee.
No, that's the thing I like about the purple sticks. They don't make you as irritable. They don't roll your cortisol through the doggone roof. I'm not going to lie.
They actually don't make me irritable at all.
No, same with me. I used to love coffee. I used to drink coffee in college, too. But after about a week of drinking coffee, if I don't get my coffee, I wasn't fun to be around. I didn't want to be around me.
I had my coffee maker, so it was an automatic thing. I'd make coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And my roommates, and I'd say to them, I said, don't talk to me in the morning until I've had at least 6 cups of coffee.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, it's terrible.
Purple stick doesn't do that to you.
Oh, by the way, the Ukrainians want Zelensky to end the war.
Everybody wants to.
Well, yeah, they're having that big meeting today.
I saw that.
But here's the problem with all that. Zelensky can't stay in power if he's not at war.
That's exactly right.
Because he's not the duly elected leader anymore. He suspended elections.
He's like an emergency use authorization, like the vaccine. He's about as useful as the vaccine was, too, by the way.
He says countless men and women are dead. Cities have been destroyed. Other nations want to help by sending weapons. That helps a lot. But Ukrainians are eager to end the war. A Gallup poll from July the 14th found that only 24% of Ukrainians want to fight into victory. Back in 2022, it was 73%, which I don't believe that. Ukrainians literally shifted their view towards the U.S., their former ally, once Donald Trump took office with 73% expressing disapproval. This marks a record high and stands in stark comparison when 66% approved of Biden's support. The Kyiv Post reported that only 48% of Ukrainians support President Zelensky. All this figure is optimistic. I don't think it's anywhere near that high. The West speaks of protecting Ukraine by increasing military aid and is multiplying its own military arsenals. But the people don't want it. The Brits, the Germans, the Ukrainians, every single indicator shows that people do not want to play the neocons war game, which is what Lockheed Martin want to have, right?
Yeah.
The Ukrainians were not even able to vote on their leadership as Zelensky has installed himself as a permanent dictator until victory is achieved. Assuming permanent leadership under the premise of war will become a familiar concept in coming years. The Ukrainian people have been living in fear for 3 years, and soon all of Europe will feel the same repercussions of wartime hardships.
Yeah.
This is Armstrong Economics. He thinks we're all going to go to war, which I don't think we are. I think we'll have some false flags and some other things. Just like I said, this thing with Zelensky and the war, Putin could have ended this war within 90 days.
Well,
he didn't do it.
The thing a lot of this is you got to look at it from an outside perspective. The majority of all this is continual theater. It really is. We got this big meeting in Alaska now. Putin and Trump meeting in Alaska to discuss what we're going to do with Zelensky. It's like he's like the little boy that runs around. This guy had a real bad anger problem that stomps and pitches a little hissy fit every time he doesn't get his way. And Putin and Trump are like mommy and daddy. We got to figure out what to do with this brat kid. He won't shut up. He won't do anything. All he wants to do is run around and make threats to everybody.
Play a piano nude.
Yeah. So the entire thing has been one gigantic weapon trafficking scheme from the beginning, so I'm not going to get into it a lot more. One thing I did find, though, this is an interesting health article here now. Common artificial sweetener reduces cancer treatment effectiveness. Now, the thing about this is this goes into deeper, and this goes into sucralose or Splenda.
Oh, yeah,
I talked about this briefly the other day. It says a study found that cancer patients who included high levels of artificial sweetener sucralose in their diet had a poor response to certain chemical-fighting drugs when compared to those who consumed less. The researchers recently published in Cancer Discovery examined 132 patients with advanced melanoma or non-small cell lung cancer, along with animal studies that revealed the biological mechanisms behind the connection. Using a mouse model of lung and skin cancer, they discovered that sucralose, or Splenda, depletes the amino acid L-arginine. I didn't know this till the other day, so I read up on this article. By increasing bacteria in the gut to break it down. The reduction of arginine levels in the blood, tumor fluid, and stool is linked to decreased effectiveness of immune-based cancer treatments, especially immune checkpoint inhibitors. Now, what's interesting about this is it says when arginine levels are depleted super low due to sucralose-driven shifts in the microbe, T cells can't function properly. As a result, immunotherapy wasn't as effective in mice when they were fed sucralose. Now, this is just sucralose, just the gift that keeps on giving.
Chlorine.
It just keeps on giving. That's what it is, chlorine.
Basically a bug poison.
But I did not know that it depletes L-arginine in the body massively. And so, again, remember, L-arginine is crucial along with L-citrulline to produce nitric oxide.
That's right.
So, again, you got more side effects from the sucralose. We know it burns up the kidneys. We know it messes up the gut microbe. We know it messes up the entire GI tract. Now we find out that it reduces L-arginine levels in the body, which is going to reduce nitric oxide. Stevia, monk fruit, use those if you want to use a sweetener. We carry both those at the office. That's what we use in the Fit Food as well. Mainly monk fruit's really good. But sucralose, stay away from the stuff, guys. It is nothing but bad news. It causes serious, serious health problems over the long term. What do you think?
It's a chlorocarbon. It's an insecticide. It destroys kidney function. It's unbelievably difficult for the liver to process it. I mean, it wipes out gut bacteria. I mean, this product's a nightmare.
It just checks all the boxes are being
loaded. Well, I told you years ago, I was flying up to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was basically doing a TV show or something. I don't remember anymore. And I remember I met the guy. He had gotten upgraded, and I had gotten upgraded. We're both sitting up there in business class.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, he was a chemist up there in the University of Chicago, up there, you know, one of the schools up there. And I started talking to him. He was drinking a diet soda. And I said to him, I said, don't you know what's in there? He goes, it's got aspartame in it.
He knew what aspartame was.
And I said, it contains phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol paint thinner. He goes, yeah, I know. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I kind of wanted a diet soda. I'm like, whatever. He goes, but what I won't touch is sucralose.
Really?
He goes, that's a chlorocarbon. He goes, that's an insecticide. He says, I never put that stuff in my body. And I said, I don't put either one of them in my body. I said, just drink some water. And so we ended up talking for about 2 hours going up there.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting. But he said absolutely under no circumstances, because he was an organic chemist, PhD in chemistry, said, I will never put this stuff in my
body.
That's
crazy. He still used aspartame, but he wouldn't even touch Splenda.
No.
He knew aspartame was bad.
He did.
But
it tells you how addictive diet sodas are.
Yeah.
He may have been addicted to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've got a pastor friend of ours that we know that basically drinks half a gallon a day. He's having all kinds of senile dementia, health problems, all kinds of other things now. On medication. I mean, this guy's a mess. Memory's gone. But, you know, I warned him, you know, 25, 30 years ago that this was going to happen. But sometimes people don't listen. Remember the mechanic that we know that comes to the office, and we told him, and he was drinking a gallon of sodas a day, diet sodas. And I said, it's going to mess up. And he started having eyesight problems, and then he went blind in his left eye from optic nerve degradation. Optic nerve degradation is one of the side effects of aspartame. It makes you go blind, and it can make you go deaf. I mean, it's seriously dangerous stuff. And the problem is, it's not that you couldn't drink a diet soda every once in a while and not die or go blind. It's that the people don't do that. They start drinking gallons of this stuff a day.
That's the issue. Because I would imagine your body can probably metabolize a small amount of aspartame on a very, very limited basis.
That's what the organic chemistry guy said.
Yeah.
But sucralose, you can't. Sucralose, he said, sex. Oh, by the way, good news. This is exciting. Ron DeSantis has said that voluntary departures now have increased since alligator Alcatraz opened.
Oh, gosh.
You know, alligators have a tendency to really provoke fear in people.
If you've ever been to the Everglades, if you've ever been airboating out there, if you've ever been down in the swamps, if you've ever been gator hunting, it's a very interesting
sobering
place out there.
Yeah. Voluntary departures of illegal immigrants have increased since alligator Alcatraz opened, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said during a press conference on Thursday, announcing the opening of a second immigration facility in Sunshine State. DeSantis said at the press conference that the demand is now there for a second facility, which is why they're opening both North Florida's deportation depot and a vacant portion of the Baker Correctional Institution, which is not being used for state correctional activity. I want to make sure the demand is there, and the demand is there, and they are ramping up the flights, and that cadence is getting better, and there's even going to be more things that happen on a removal in the front and beginning weeks and months, he says. So this is definitely the right decision. We're going to fulfill this. Utilize these resources. You know, it's so funny. They need to set up another Alcatraz at the St. Mark's Lighthouse up in Tallahassee, up St. Mark's, Florida.
Up there.
I remember years ago, we were out there. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Melinda. And I'll never forget, we were riding out there one night on the motorcycle, and I did something awful. This is terrible. They had a walkway. You could walk around the gate, but you couldn't take a car through there. But I was on the motorcycle.
You fit the bike through it.
So I fit the bike through it. And so I'm buzzing out there. All of a sudden, this giant deer with big rack on him jumps in front of me. I could have literally touched him. I almost hit him on the bike.
Oh,
now, when this is on a motorcycle, this is not funny.
No, it's not funny. Hitting animals
and
on bikes.
Great.
Not funny.
And then all of a sudden, there's like a 14-foot gator laying across the road, almost mostly covering both sides of the road,
warming up.
Now, remember, I'm on a motorcycle. I mean, my legs are exposed.
Everything's exposed. You're on a bike.
You know, and he won't move. And here I am. I made these big promises to take Melinda out to the lookout area out there. And so I'm thinking, this is great. And finally, I'm blowing the horn. He gets annoyed with me, and he crawls back into the swamp. So I thought to myself, okay, it's great. So now we get out to the lookout tower out there, and you know, and it's white. It's dark. And I had this big, you know, like this million candle power light with me. I had it in the back of the truck because I wanted to show her what it was like, and I wanted to show how many alligators were out there. And so we walk up on this platform, and we walk out there, and I shine this light. Austin,
eyes everywhere.
No,
it's glowing.
It was frightening.
Like, still remember it?
Well, yeah, because you suddenly feel as though you're the food.
You are not the apex predator out there, buddy.
You know, and I looked at Melinda. I said, I think we did. I think we need to leave. Because there were thousands of gators there. So that'd be a great place to put another alligator Alcatraz. And I went out there with your mom after we started dating, too. It was kind of a common place I took
girls. Limited. The thing is, areas like that, you have to have limited security.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's gonna
walk across
it's
that.
It's like the original Alcatraz. Yeah. There's no way to get back to shore. The water's too cold and sharks, yeah. I think one guy did it one time, escaped from Alcatraz, I think made it back barely.
Well, they never found the body, so they don't know what happened to him.
They never found him?
No. Yeah, there you go. So they don't know if he got loose or got out. In fact, Clint Eastwood did a movie about it.
Yeah. So escaped from Alcatraz.
Yeah, but that was a great movie, by the way. Yes,
well, the only issue I have with the whole thing with this, these ice raids we're seeing down here in Florida is everybody keeps targeting Home Depot and Lowe's. I really just have a mixed feeling about this whole situation with that. I mean, I haven't seen any of these MS-13 drug houses get raided. If they did, they're not displaying it on TV. All they keep doing is showing video footage on social media of these guys jumping out of Penske box trucks and tackling people while they're getting paint from Home Depot. I'm just kind of like, come on, guys. You're picking the lowest hanging fruit everywhere. I mean, you got guys that are working construction, day workers, laborers, landscape. Oh, man, I got a new Magnolia. I'm a player for my customer. Whack! Ice hits you upside the head. You're arrested. Like, God, I just want to go play a Magnolia.
And never forget, and I know a lot of you guys want these guys taken out. I got that. And I want a lot of them taken out, too.
Well, I want all the guys that are involved in illicit behavior.
Me too. But here's the thing. They were invited to come here.
That is true.
We threw the borders open for these guys.
Biden put the Krispy Kreme hot donut light on.
No, he did. And remember, they took them to the Darien Gap by the millions.
Yeah.
Okay,
funding it,
you know, and so, and a lot of that was funded for use that use it again.
Remember, we had 65,000 people walking up from Argentina to the Mexican border, and I said, that's not physically possible with that enormous amount of funding backing it.
No, and the crazy part about it is it'd be like right now, let's say we decided we want to go to Mexico. I mean, all of us, we decided to take the Ted Dawson Brewer Show to Mexico, and we're all going to walk down to Mexico. And Mexico says, oh, come on in.
Yeah.
We got free cell phones and Krispy Kreme donuts, and you can have everything you want down here. We're going to give you a house and everything. Yeah. And so we all say, okay, so we take the journey. We all walk down there. All of a sudden, not wanted. And we're sending you back. We're sending you to Alligator Alcatraz. Really, have you eaten? This is awful. You told us we could come. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, that's the flip side of it.
And that's the problem that you have when you have an administration that's as corrupt as Joe Biden. Well, of course, it wasn't Joe Biden.
Well, and when you have a double-minded country.
Unstable in all that it does.
There you go. That's what you have. So you've got this left-right paradigm, but then you have this complete and total just inability to maintain any type of unity. Split.
Now we're going to talk about UFOs. I saw one last night.
You saw a UFO last night?
Yeah, I did.
What did it look like?
Or it could have been a shooting star.
There you go.
I'm sitting in the hot tub.
A flying saucer flying around?
And there it goes. And I thought, it's
probably a little shooting star meteorite.
But it was pretty cool.
Now, I'm not going to lie. We did see something one time years back.
Oh, yeah.
It was moving in weird directions. It really was. I remember this. It was strange because at first we thought it was like a plane. No. It moved. Then went straight up and then went straight down. I thought to myself, like, I'm not seeing that. Yeah. And it was like 9 o'clock at night.
We have a representative here in Florida. Her name's Luna. And she had a UFO experience. And she talked about it on Joe Rogan's show.
Oh, did she?
She's a glamorous Florida congressman, and she is pretty. Shared a jaw-dropping UFO encounter she had while serving in the Air Force on an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast. Conservative House Representative Ana Paula Luna sat down with the UFC commentator Wednesday on an episode of Joe Rogan Experience. And even more than after a two-hour segment, Luna detailed what she believed to have been an extraterrestrial experience. She said she spotted an unidentified aerial phenomenon. That's a UFO. They changed the name to try to confuse people. While serving as an air manager at the Portland Air National Guard. A UAP is a term adapted by the government to broaden the scope of unexplained sightings, according to the UFOs. There was an airspace incursion that she feels was oddly swept under the rug. I remember talking to some of the pilots about it, and it was like, what was that? And they were like, we really can't talk about it, they said. They're always told they can't talk about it. No one really wanted to address it. And so from what I had gathered, that had likely been a UFO. She went on to explain that she did not look at the possibility of the UFOs through a crazy lens or perspective. You never know if we're the only ones out there, she bluntly asserted. Luda had been a vocal about her belief that UFOs are not of human origin and was called for more federal government transparency on the matter. I'm going to tell you this again. UFOs are real. I've seen them, and I've never got a real close-up look, but I can see the lights and how they moved. Something's up there running around. Now, a lot of people believe, and I covered this on Angel Wars, that this is from the pre-Adamic race, and these spacecraft are still viable and still working, and they've been locked up in here, locked on our planet, and they're trapped here because they can't get past the firmament. Now, a lot of you guys are going to like what I just said because I just said that. And so they're kind of in our space, and that they're based out of Antarctica, and we see that with the examples and the stories that we heard from Admiral Byrd as he approached Antarctica and saw a bunch of these things.
Antarctica's a whole different world down there.
And, you know, remember, all these countries said, you can't go to Antarctica. Why not? Why? What's such a special, why is that such a special place?
Well, I do not remember the election in 2016 when Hillary lost and suddenly John Kerry said, oh, I've got to go to Antarctica to watch the penguins migrate.
Yeah.
Disappeared for a week. You can look that up. That was real weird. And then he was down there on an expedition.
And
watching penguins jump in the water.
And one of the astronauts went down there and said it was the most evil place he'd ever seen. So something, now a lot of people believe the fallen angels were locked up and they inhabit Antarctica. Now, believe what you want to believe with all of this stuff. All I know is that you can't go to Antarctica and go internally inside Antarctica. It's forbidden. And if you fly an airplane down there and try to cross the continent, like they say you aren't supposed to do, they'll shoot you down and tell you that you can't do it. And I've never met a pilot yet that has flown over Antarctica trying to circumvent the globe, if you want to believe all that stuff, you know, going from South America to Africa. So there's some serious weird stuff going on down there that they hide from us all the time. And we've gone into detail with it before.
Well, my favorite response, if you look it up, because there's nothing there. It's an ice continent. There's nothing to see down there. But then you have the Antarctic Treaty that has over 56 countries with military bases all spread out through Antarctica. But there's nothing down there but ice and penguins. Why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars with other countries to have a treaty so we can maintain military bases down there, but there's nothing to see down there? But for your safety, of course, it's always for your safety. If you fly over Antarctica, they will shoot you down.
But you know what?
They don't want you landing out there and needing help to recover.
But I'm going to say something. You know, when all this stuff happened with Roswell in 47, right?
Yeah.
When it all happened and the government, you know, with Majestic 12 and all the rest of this stuff, and they went completely silent on it. They started lying about everything because they said the American population wasn't yet ready to find out there was things that are out there that weren't from human origin and that they couldn't handle it. It would destroy the faith of many people. That's what they said. That was the spin.
It's well documented, very well documented and admitted that the Nazis had an enormous military base down there.
They did.
Now, you have to ask yourself the question. I don't have a globe in front of me, but most of you guys are pretty well-versed. If anybody has noticed, Germany and Antarctica aren't quite next door to each other. Why in the world would Germany have an enormous military base in Antarctica for staging?
And where were they getting all this advanced technology from? But the point is this. When we did Angel Wars 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, we went into detail on all of this stuff and what the origins of Antarctica were, why the first flood happened, the second flood, and where the ancient monuments and all these things are coming from or had come from on this planet. And we explained it in detail, and we tie it into Scripture so it all makes sense. So it's not going to go, oh, my gosh, you know, we're not alone. The Bible's clear about it. We are not alone. This is not a newsflash. It's a fact. The problem is that a lot of people have very shallow relationships with God.
Yeah.
They really do. They just kind of have a, you know, cursory relationship, like, well, you know, whatever. You know, it's like a flare gun. I have an emergency situation. I'm going to shoot up a flare. That would be the prayer. And, you know, and God goes down and goes, who's shooting that flare? But I've never seen that person before. That's not the relationship that you want. Now, I'm being facetious there because obviously God knows who everybody is. But the point is, it's just, you know, you want to have a relationship so when the hotline rings, God picks up.
He goes, oh, Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Ted. Hey, Austin. What are you guys doing? Yeah, I told you that was going to happen. You should have listened to me on that, but let me see if I can fix it for you.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You don't want to have to deal with, oh, by the way, the phone's busy.
Crank call. Who's calling me? I don't recognize this number. Click. You're like, oh, boy, that is
no, worse. Block, delete.
Yeah.
you don't want that phone call. You don't want that kind of relationship.
No.
So just remember, don't get all whacked out if you find out that there's a spaceship flying around. You know, I would say it this way. If there's a spaceship flying around, they're subject to the laws of physics in our universe, in our dimension. And a 50 BMG. And a 50 BMG works wonders in our dimension. And so be careful. You know, just don't get yourself all caught up in this stuff. And just remember, Jesus created the heavens and the earth. It's through Jesus all things are held together. And these entities are subject to him. And when you call on his name, they've got to listen. Because they're scared of him, by the way. They're afraid he's going to show up, actually.
Get that gun on. M2HB on him. Anyways, on top of that, guys, make sure you're staying healthy as well. I've got a lot of positive feedback on my Team Health Masters 2.0 website. You guys saw earlier on the front page one of my favorite kits I have together, the Fit Food Protein, which is with the purple sticks I just made earlier. I just finished earlier. And the new fancy shakers. You guys like these. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on them, too. But be sure to check it out at Team Health Masters. Easy to use, very simplistic, lots of cool stuff. I got a review on the vitamin C powder. I like my reviews. Look at this. Somebody put a review on here for me.
Can we transfer the reviews from the old site to the new site?
We've been trying to do that.
Do you have to hand type them?
Yeah, we have to hand transfer them over. They're not. We tried to set it up in a batch and do it over. And then
we had some great reviews.
They got
on the
jumbled.
Oh.
It was jumbled. They weren't even making sense. So we had to run them back through. It didn't work. So we're trying to work on them again. But this is a brand new one I just got from Annette. Said, I've been a Health Masters customer for years, but didn't realize the vitamin C came in powdered form until you mentioned it on the show. Everybody keeps telling me that.
I've done a
very poor job at marketing the vitamin C powder, apparently. She said, I've already ordered my second can, and I can already tell this will be a part of my daily regimen. Should I order the first can to try it after only a few days? I've already ordered my second one. Tastes great. Love all the powder formulas.
It's great. I mix it with the purple sticks.
Well, she said, yeah, I control how much I want to take while jazzing up my daily hydration. A lot of people do this, including myself, and I've told people this. A lot of times, if you don't want to just drink straight water, you can mix up a little bit of magnesium brain food and water, or you can mix the vitamin C up in it. Give it a little bit of a twang flavor without adding any type of sugar or nonsense to your diet. Because I know some people get sick of drinking water. I get that. They want to be entertained with their beverage, and I get that. Sometimes it's nice to have an entertaining beverage. Vitamin C powder, I guess, fits the budget on that, and it tastes great, and you get a lot of really good nutrients in it. And that also gives you the ability to keep your vitamin C plasma levels up. Remember, I told you, you got to take it multiple times a day if you're really trying to fight something off.
Yeah, I love this stuff. Oh, by the way, the Federal Reserve System, that is not constitutional, that is basically controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel, is preparing a gold revaluation.
Whoa. Is this legit news?
It's from Zero Hedge.
Oh, wow.
And it says, and basically, as debt crisis escalates, the Fed just published a playbook for gold revaluation, a move that could reshape global finance and crush the dollar and reward anyone holding real assets such as gold. They don't need to sell gold. They just need to change the price. It's already happened in history. It has.
It has.
And every time, it marked the end of one monetary era and the violent birth of another one. With the U.S. debt exploding, foreign demand vanishing, and the world fleeing fiat, this might be the most important financial pivot in a generation.
Hmm.
Wow. So now, whether that happens or not, I do not know. But what I will say is this. If you're holding gold, congratulations.
Yeah.
You've made a bunch of money if you bought it at $250 an ounce. And so it's just...
Shoot, you bought 1,000 an ounce. It's done well.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, well, then it's. I was always waiting for silver. That was really big.
Well, silver's
silver
gone. What silver's up? Well, silver's up to 30 bucks an ounce.
Yeah,
now too. That,
most when I started buying silver when I was younger, I'd be honest with you guys. I would take a little bit. Any money that I made, extra money I made, I try to take 10% out. You know, with tithes, I try to take 10% out, and I try to spend, you know, like 100, 150 bucks a month. I wasn't making a lot of money, but I tried to buy a couple of gold, silver eagles, and you know, there was like $12, $13. I think the Eagles with premiums like $15 back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you buy like 10 Eagles a month. Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize, I've told so many people this, you know, silver and gold, it's a long hold, and it's something that you kind of put away. You sleep good at night.
Yeah, that's all you do.
And, you know, you think about it, like, oh, I bought 10 Eagles this month. We bought 10 Eagles the next month. This is back when it was a lot cheaper. You know, it was like $12, $13 an ounce.
I remember buying it for $4 an ounce.
Yeah, well, if you do that every month, we got 120 Eagles at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You do that after 10 years, you got 1,200 Eagles. Now, some silver's not 12 an ounce. It's 35 an ounce. It's 40 an ounce. It's 50 an ounce. 60 an ounce. I mean, I remember when it hit 51 an ounce.
I remember I had a friend of mine, his name was Jim Burke, and he took me to a pawn shop over in Winter Haven. He started buying silver. I'm in my 20s. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, this is a great investment. And then I had another guy named Henry Minks, another good friend of mine. They're both in heaven now.
Yeah.
And I remember Henry said the same thing. He said, let's you sleep well at night. And if you read the book, and this is a book that you all need to read, you know what's going to be? The Richest Man in Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
If you read The Richest Man in Babylon,
I've read it multiple times,
it will completely transition your mind and how you think, because the vast majority of the people won't save 10% of their income. They won't do it.
And that's where metals come in great, because it forces you to save it. Because I've had people come to me before and they're trying to save stuff and they go, well, it sucks because, you know, I put in a savings account. Well, then my bills get tight. I take the money back out of the savings account and I pay for it. And they go back and forth. So their savings account, their checking account just become this wish-wash max. That's always the nice thing about it is, if you want to go cash in silver or gold, you got to go to the pawn shop, you got to go gold, silver, coin, you got to go to Atmex, you got to actually put in a little bit of work so it prevents you from just every time you get a tighter bill, oh, here, I'm going to pay with silver. I ain't going to do that. And you're going to look at it and be like, do I really want to sell my silver? It was 12 an ounce when I bought it. Now it's 20 an ounce. It's going to be 30 an ounce. Probably going to be 50 an ounce soon. I'll just let it keep it and start building it up. So I've always told everybody.
I mentioned this yesterday.
I'm not giving you any type of financial advice. That's just my personal opinion.
These are just opinions. Yesterday I covered this. We had a championship bodybuilder die at 37.
Yeah.
However, this is the seventh death in 6 months in bodybuilding from champions.
Well, there's two factors.
Go ahead.
The shot, a lot of these guys that competed had to get the shot over the last couple of years during COVID. The problem with it is, and this is just an honest opinion, I've seen a lot of these guys in bodybuilding. We all know, I mean, I've been around them. They all heavy, heavy, heavy steroid usage is part of it. That's part of that industry. And the cardiovascular system can't handle it long term. That's why a lot of the pros start retiring in their 30s. The issue is, now we're starting to see, is the COVID shot injection coupled with aggressive steroid usage in that industry is causing a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And we have seen a lot of good bodybuilders die very, very young.
Well, Lorena Blanco, she was 37. She died in July. A month prior, Colombian bodybuilder, but Mendez was basically killed. He died at 43. And May, a pair of Brazilian weightlifters died within a week of each other. One was 30-year-old bodybuilder. I mean, another one is 44. Another 20-year-old bodybuilder died when their heart stopped, you know, and 20 years old.
And I think a lot of this is linked to the COVID shot.
A lot of it's the COVID shot, and a lot of it is that crazy diet they go on for contest prep.
Well, this is why certain factions of bodybuilding, they've banned certain diuretics too, because that's been another problem, the diuretics. Whew.
Well, so this one girl died. Yeah. The 20-year-old died of the diuretics.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about it for a second, your blood's made out of water. You start urinating all your water out of your body, that blood's going to get thick.
In order to get as dry and grainy and vascular as you can on stage, you got to be completely dehydrated. It's very unhealthy stepping on stage, and that's just part of that industry. The issue with it, though, there's certain diuretics that just, they will kill you if you get dehydrated enough. And the problem is nobody's taking them in a manner they're supposed to be taking them. They're taking them in huge doses coupled with all types of other compounds, completely depleted. And so, yeah, be very cautious of that. And on top of that, if you did get the shot, make sure you're maintaining healthy cardiovascular support, like the Spike Protein Survival Kit. That's one of the biggest ones that I've gotten so much positive feedback on, with people helping out with their circulation, their endurance. Because I talk about this all the time, because the N-acetylcysteine detoxify your system, the natokinase helps reduce blood clots, and then you have the super potent E that comes in and helps out with blood viscosity and keeps the blood thin and cardiovascular and antioxidant defense. The reason why we put this kit together specifically with these three products was to help out with cardiovascular system and reduce issues with blood clots that a lot of people saw with the shot.
By the way, another pilot got arrested for being drunk in the cockpit.
That's a commercial?
Mm-hmm. Shocking video shows humiliating moment. The airline pilot destroyed his own life after being hauled out of a cockpit reeking of booze.
Well, they're never going to fly again.
No. David Allison, 52 years old, was arrested for DUI in January at Savannah Hilton International Airport in Georgia. Also was conducting pre-check flights. He's going through the cockpit, running through the numbers. with passengers already on board when the police came on board and took him off the plane and asked him about his alleged recent alcohol consumption. You're not supposed to drink for like 8 to 12 hours before you get on an airplane and fly a plane, period. And they have like zero tolerance for alcohol.
They don't have to, bro. You got 200-300 people on a plane.
But I mean, this is inexcusable. I mean, if the guy wants to go on a bender the night before he flies, why don't you stop drinking like at 6 o'clock at night? You know,
you gotta give yourself
12 hours or 14 hours. In fact, how about this? How about if you're a pilot and you really know that you got to have all these people's lives in your hands? How about you just don't drink and do that profession? But the problem with it, a lot of flyboys drink a lot.
Well, and if you're not going to be flying, make sure you take the Detox Made Simple kit to clean out your liver. I'm serious. The liver support and acetylcysteine. Put that together for everybody. Make sure
that was a good segue, but it was kind of abrasive. I mean, it was good, though. You know, I mean, I'm talking about saving people's lives and not flying drunken. So, pilot, if you're going to drink and you're going to fly, you make sure you clean out that liver first.
No, I did not say
that's
fly. I did not say fly. I said if you're not going to be flying, I don't ever recommend any type of consumption of alcohol, period, if you got anybody else's life in your hand or operating motor vehicles.
That's how it sounded.
I apologize. That's not my intent on that one.
By the way, if you're going to fly drunk and you don't get caught flying drunk and you don't kill everybody on the plane, when you get home, you make sure that you start on our detox kit. And then maybe you need to consider going to AA. Maybe you need to consider just stopping the drinking.
It's not what I meant. Apologize for the abrasive segue.
I got to fix this.
Please fix that one. My bad. Cleanse, protect, restore naturally, and do not operate any type of motor vehicles or machinery at any point in time. Just clear that, especially don't be flying. All right. This other news, too, that I had pulled up here. Sluggish thyroid may be linked to gut health. Here's how to improve it. I keep getting, I keep getting more and more emails from people that are having thyroid problems, constant thyroid problems. I don't know if it was linked as much to the shot or if it's linked as much to the toxic water or the bromine and all the bread or the constant fluoride and chlorine and all the water supply. This says experts say gut-focused strategies like increasing micronutrients, limiting damage medication, and managing stress can get your thyroid humming again. And I've also seen a lot of times people that are fighting weight. They're trying to burn body fat, trying to get the weight under control, and they have a hard time even through diet. In most cases, when I start to look at stuff or they get blood work back and their T3 and their thyroid stimulating hormone and all that, they're usually very, very low or they're having some type of thyroid issue. And it goes into detail here talking about how multiple nutrients in gut health can get your thyroid spooled up. It says the gut-thyroid axis at a glance. The gut microbial influence absorption of minerals such as iodine, selenium, zinc, and iron are vital for thyroid functioning. The composition of the gut microbe has an influence on the availability of essential micronutrients for the thyroid gland. And here's the other issue that I think a lot of people run into. I'm going to get Dad's take on this too because he's seen the same thing. When people are having significant gut inflammation and their gut microbes messed up, and a lot of it's due to poor diet and glyphosate consumption, the body cannot absorb proper nutrients. If the body cannot absorb proper nutrients like iodine, selenium, zinc, it becomes deficient. If the thyroid becomes deficient in these nutrients, it can't function properly, and you have a whole slew of side effects that come along with that.
Well, what's interesting is a lot of people feel this. This is speculation on my part. It'd be hard to document. Is that glyphosate, the reason it kills plants is to stop specific nutrient uptake.
Correct. That's how it works.
That's how it works. And they say that when you put it into your body, it also stops specific nutrients. And so when you're eating food that's loaded with glyphosate, like bread.
Pasta or pizza.
I mean, yesterday we went over and had some beef brisket. Little place in Auburndale. Great beef brisket. And they were offering me all these different types of bread. And I said, I just don't eat that kind of stuff. And finally they said, well, we have homemade cornbread. So I have to assume that it's organic corn.
Yes.
You know, but I had a bite of that. It was actually pretty good. But, you know, so many people also have to have bread with every single meal. And it's just not healthy.
No, it's really not. Well, the issue is a lot of people always, you know, throw gluten and other things like that. Oh, my gosh, it's got gluten in it. In most cases, it's not people that are super sensitive to gluten. It's that people are super sensitive to glyphosate. and almost all bread products are massively contaminated with glyphosate now because they get sprayed on everything.
If you go to our dinosaur site, healthmasters.com, dinosaur site. It's a great dinosaur site.
It's a great dinosaur site, but the new site of Team Healthmasters here, this one's still operational as of 3 days ago. It's doing great.
Well, no, the dinosaur site has the pictures of the rats with the tumors.
It does have that. I could transfer those over to the new site. Then you come to this old article.
It's an old article, but it's important. And by the way, Tom Cruise turns down Trump's Kennedy Award Center Lifetime Achievement Award over scheduling conflicts. Now, that was a mistake.
You know, publicity.
No.
Unless he didn't want to associate with that.
Just change your schedule, you know?
Something else happened with that. I didn't want to schedule.
The Mission Impossible star, 63 years of age, was offered the award but declined it due to scheduling conflicts, according to the Washington Post. Anonymous Kennedy Center employees told the outlet of the actor's move to shun Trump, with the president said to have been actively involved in picking, Tom Cruise. The president instead picked Sylvester Stallone, Michael Crawford, Gloria Gaynor, and George Strait as being bestowed with the honors.
George Strait.
Cruise, a member of the Church of Scientology, which is really not a church, it's a weird cult, is shown to shy away from politics, opting to use his high-profile position to support the military veterans and his religion. Now, that is true. Instead, the Kennedy Center revealing the names through a press release. As usual, Trump announced the honorees himself, which is a big deal. While unveiling the recipients at the Kennedy Center Hall of Nations, Trump said he was very involved in picking them. He also said that he would be hosting the event later this year. Trump himself.
Huh.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. But Tom Cruise said, no thanks. He said, and Tom, Trump, and this is, he goes, Trump said the country was tired of award ceremonies like the Academy Awards because they were too woke. That's a fact.
That's a fact. Nobody watches,
Nobody watches that anymore. Look at the Academy Awards. It gets lousy ratings. Now it's all woke. All they do is talk about how much they hate Trump.
It is.
And he says nobody likes that, Trump said. Trump seized control of the center after taking office in his second term, appointing himself as the chairman and appointing 14 new members to the board. And handing down the awards, he praised Sylvester Stallone, a supporter of his, as one of the best actors of his generation. Nobody else could have done what he did. They tried and it didn't work out too well, he said, pointing out to the films like Rambo and Rocky as monumental achievements. And I will give that to Sylvester Stallone. He's never gotten an acting award like best actor or whatever. But it doesn't matter. I don't think he cares.
Every movie is kind of the same.
He's worth probably $500 million.
He's had some great action films, though.
And he does. He does a great job. And that last thing he did with Tulsa, the King of Tulsa or whatever.
That was wild.
Oh, my. He walks up to this guy. He gets out of prison after 20 years, and some guy says something to him, and he just breaks his jaw. Just cold cocks it. And he goes, "You hit a made man. I'm a made man, too." That first season was pretty good show. Anyway, that's enough.
Anyways, Batman, I want to show you guys this because I was playing on my side over here. The thyroid. You put in search results for thyroid. Look at this. Boom. Everything involving thyroid comes up on the site right here. Thyroid tune-up. This is an article actually Harrison wrote. Great article on here. Thyroid support. This goes into detail on different ways to help get the thyroid spooled back up. Iodine, the spark plug of thyroid hormone. This Harrison wrote this article for me last month and goes into detail and everything.
He's a brilliant writer.
All the references he puts in here. And then, by the way, these are all legit references. He checks all these.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times if you try to use AI to do it,
use AI now. They use AI for everything. And you find out, you go look at it, a lot of the references aren't even real. That's what we got to double check them. And then the thyroid support we have here, this is what I was talking about, getting your diet under control, getting your nutrient uptake. This is an incredibly aggressive thyroid formula from thyroid gland powder from basically Argentina bovine, adrenal gland, L-tyrosine, anterior pituitary gland from Argentina bovine. This product is extremely expensive to source, and it works unbelievably well, though, for overall thyroid health. And tying back into glyphosate, this is a wild article here. Glyphosate greatly increases risk of liver damage in kids and adults. An analysis of 42 studies published in Environmental Toxicology and Pharmacology show that people exposed to glyphosate, one of the most widely used herbicides in the world, showed significantly greater risk of fatty liver disease. Early childhood exposure to the chemicals linked to chronic inflammation and cellular damage throughout the body. Guys, I tell everybody all the time, you got to get this stuff. You got to be eating non-GMO. You got to try to eat organic as much as you can. And I know it's expensive sometimes, but if you get source it properly with local farms and local ranches, and also Aldi's is a great place as far as you can go and get some organic stuff, because it shows here, it says early childhood exposure creates lasting health risk, with children having doubled AMPA levels at age 5, showing 55% higher odds of developing metabolic syndrome by age 18. Glyphosate exposure strongly correlates with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I bring that up all the time now because we've never, I talked about this on Hagman a couple weeks ago, we've never witnessed young children that have died now and dealing with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, even ones that are alive. They're being diagnosed sometimes as single-digit ages with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That's unheard of, guys. That's never been a case in history we've ever heard of this. And a lot of this is tied into the sodas because remember, all 100% of high fructose corn syrup is from GMO glyphosate corn. 100% of it. I've never found a high fructose corn syrup.
That means organic. The high fructose corn syrup is contaminated with glyphosate.
And so what they're showing is here, the glyphosate, as you just said, disrupts multiple biological systems through the endocrine interference, oxidative stress, gut microbe, leading to chronic inflammation and cellular damage. I don't make this stuff up, guys. This is what it is. So tying this into thyroid and the livers.
It's easy to do. It's because it's there. Now, the other thing, too, got to remember, too, with this stuff, you know, when you eat this stuff and you continue to eat it on an ongoing basis, you're going to develop all kinds of allergies and toxicology.
That's exactly right.
And damage and toxicity from it. And it happens all the time. So, you know, what they do with corn, about a week before the corn is harvested, they want to increase the yield per acre as far as crop yield, how many bushels per acre they get. So they come over the crops with an airplane and they spray the entire crop with glyphosate, with Roundup. That's what they do. They spray it with Roundup. And then what it does, it kills the plant. But the corn ears that are there that are ripe also absorb the glyphosate. So they're spraying glyphosate on the corn that you're going to eat. And then what ends up happening is it gets absorbed into the kernels. And then they come and harvest it and they increase their yield because it's drier and easier for the combines to go through. So they may get 4 or 5 more bushels per acre or whatever. And that poisons that food, including wheat. They do it with wheat, too.
Oh, yeah.
They do it with wheat and with corn.
And oats.
And oats. And so now, all of a sudden, all these different types of things that you use for your cereal or for your bread are all contaminated with glyphosate. And you think, well, this is crazy. Well, that's why when you test it, about 90% of all of these types of products have glyphosate. So in other words, you're eating Roundup. Why would you do that? Don't do that. Just don't be eating stuff like that. By the way, this is an interesting story. A man in D.C. got mad, and he threw a sandwich at a police officer.
I saw that video.
Okay, now, don't get me wrong. He should have never thrown it. Now, the guy's wearing full tactical gear, and he's got a full...
You can't fix stupid, bro. He straight slings a Subway sandwich at him.
But the guy's wearing body armor.
I understand, dude, but you can't be throwing sandwiches at anybody.
Well, I understand that. I got that. He knows that now, too. 20 officers, 20, came to arrest him and charged him with throwing a sandwich at a police officer, his lawyer says. The man who worked for the Department of Justice was charged after allegedly throwing a sandwich. It was not alleged. They got it on video.
No, he throws a sandwich at him.
A federal law enforcement officer in Washington, D.C., among Donald Trump's takeover of the city's police, the man, Sean Charles Dunn, appeared in court for an initial hearing on Thursday after 20 officers were sent to arrest him, his defense attorney told the judge. Now, let me share something with you. If you throw a sandwich at a cop.
Just batter on an LEO, bro.
That's battery.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you have 20 police officers show up to arrest you, you better not resist arrest.
Oh, yeah. They're looking for a reason.
You do anything, these guys are primed up to tase you, to beat you, and to throw you into the clinger. Don't be doing that. After a brief foot chase Saturday night, Dunn was initially detained and then released the next day with no charges. Okay. Then on Wednesday, London, there was a warrant out for his arrest, and he got in touch where they saw him throwing the sandwich. And he goes, I had no way to surrender him after she attempted to call multiple government officials. Before he could turn himself in, 20 officers came to his door Wednesday to arrest him on a felony assault charge. To show that he could be released, Schoaf noted that Dunn had served in the Air Force, to which prosecutors quickly responded, somebody who served in the military should know better not to assault an officer.
And they're not wrong on that.
Dunn was released on personal reconnaissance on the next hearing scheduled for early September. Attorney General Pam Bondi has got involved in this now.
Oh, gosh.
Of course, Pam Bondi's got involved in it. On social media Thursday, that Dunn has been fired from his position. And he was an international affairs specialist in the criminal division of the Office of International Affairs. He's been terminated from that, too.
Oh, wow.
If you touch any law enforcement officer, we will come after you, Bondi wrote. I just learned this defendant worked at the Department of Justice no longer. Not only is he fired, he's been charged with a felony. This is an example of the deep state we have been up against for 7 months as we work to refocus DOG. Bondi said of the sandwich incident, you will not work in this administration while disrespecting our government and law enforcement. Now, mind you, I got the fact that the guy was frustrated. I got it. And he didn't walk up to the cop and bust him in the face.
No, he didn't. It was a sandwich.
It was a sandwich, okay? And there's nobody getting hurt with a sandwich. But the problem is, you can't be assaulting anybody. If you walk up to a police officer, you tap him on the back, he could charge you, by the way. You can't be very, very careful when you're dealing with LEOs.
Well, and you got to understand their position. A lot of times they're dealing with some really, really rough individuals. Sometimes they are. I mean, that's not an easy job or easy position whatsoever. And the problem is, too, he did it in D.C. where everything's already heightened. They've got doggone
cameras
National
everywhere.
Guard oh, yeah. there. They got cameras everywhere. You know, if he was out in the middle of nowhere, some rural law enforcement, they were arguing about each other, and he threw a sandwich at him, and they probably arrest him or release him. He did it in front of everybody. He did it when National Guard's deployed. He did it when D.C.'s in this giant crime wave. It was just poor, poor, poor on every level. I mean, he's obviously paying for it. He's got Terminator and everything else.
Remember that one movie with Tommy Lee Jones? It was with Wesley Snipes. What was it called? It was that airplane crash.
U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals. And remember they went into that crack house or whatever, and Tommy Lee Jones was wearing that chicken outfit?
Yeah.
Remember? And they have to try to arrest these guys, and this big old boy attacks the cops?
Yeah.
Okay? That happens to these police officers
oh, yeah.
a lot. And also they have to whack him upside the head with a gun.
Or tase him. Or shoot him
sometimes. And basically the guy was biting everybody. And so when you deal with this, and you and your police officers, you get really sensitized to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is why so many of the people, even the leprechaun state trooper that pulled me, remember?
Yeah.
He was so angry
yeah.
because I was speeding.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, the issue when you're dealing with law enforcement is you don't know what they just got done with on a previous call, what they encountered, what they had to handle. Their cortisol may be through the roof. Their adrenaline may be through the roof. Now they just pulled you over. And well, now they're just lit up from the last stop.
Years ago, I was driving out of Palm Beach. Actually, Boca Raton for a funeral for a friend of mine whose wife had died. And I remember I had my girlfriend with me, and we got pulled over in the car.
Yeah.
And the cop basically came up to the door, and I basically was really nice to him.
Yeah.
We were actually playing Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
You probably
that sounds like
some
you.
Of you don't. Yeah, but I know. I love Neil Diamond.
Everybody knows who Neil Diamond is.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so we're, singing, me and my girlfriend are singing oldie songs to Neil Diamond. The cop pulled us over. And he comes over to the window and he starts, you know, he says, I need to see my wife. Okay. I said, so I started talking to him. He goes, what are you guys doing? I said, we're singing Neil Diamond. And he looked at me kind of funny. He goes, what? I said, we're singing oldies. And so sorry, my speed got a little fast on me. I apologize. And he goes, Neil Diamond? I said, yeah. And I said, what kind of gun do you carry? He says, well, I carry a Glock. And I said, I carry the 43X. And I said, what kind of ammo do you run? So we're talking. Now, the girl I'm sitting with is looking at us like, what the heck is yeah. going on in this car? This is crazy. So she's sitting between us. And so it's so funny because we end up basically talking to him. And then he asked me for my driver's license and insurance card. And he says, well, I got to go back. I got to write you a ticket. I said, okay. So he comes back about a minute later. And the girl asked me, she goes, do you think he's going to give you a ticket? I said, I don't think so.
It's FHP, though.
It's far for a highway.
They don't play around, no.
I was doing over 90 on the turnpike. Oh, I can't believe this.
Oh,
I was
super speed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad I wasn't now.
How dare you?
Yeah. But I wasn't over 100.
Okay. It's a turnpike.
Like, but I was close.
Everybody's
like, no. He comes back. He's really nice. He comes back and he hands me my license back. He goes, I'm not going to ticket you. You're the first person I've ever let go over the speed of 90.
Whoa.
And I said, whoa.
It's a big deal.
And I said, well, thank you. And he goes, no, you don't understand. He goes, the last two people that I pulled screamed and yelled and cussed
probably
at me.
I had to arrest them.
He said it was awful. They would call me every name in the book. He said they treated me like I was filth. And I said, whoa. He goes, I pull you guys over. You got your windows rolled down. Your hands are on your steering wheel. You're singing Neil Diamond. He says, you're unbelievably nice. He goes, I got to balance out the universe.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. I got to balance
positive
out the
positive energy or karma, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes there is a
balance. He says, I can't do this. I can't ticket you. And he says, be careful you pull back out into this traffic. And I looked at him. I said, oh, okay. So I got his name and I sent him some books. I did do that. But he wasn't asking for that whatsoever. And but the crazy part about it was, I mean, you know, we left and my girlfriend looked at me and she goes, What the heck was that?
Get out of FHP. FHP doesn't give you brains.
And I said, I don't know. I said, I guess God's good. You know, that's all I can say. But the reality is, he told me the last two stops that he had had, he was screamed at, yelled at, and cussed at.
Oh, yeah. At that point, remember, too, when you're dealing with that, you're dealing on a traffic stop with somebody that's irate. You don't know if they have a machine pistol stuck in their pants or under their seat.
Or a gun. Any kind of
gun. Anything. Yeah. Or a blade. You don't know what they're doing. You know if they're a tweaker. You're trying to handle the situation while not getting hit cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a video I wish I could find. It was bad. It was in South Florida. They did a traffic stop. I'll see if I can find it in a minute. It was basically down there in Palm Beach County. They did a traffic stop on the sedan. All the windows are blacked out. They pull them over. They call for backup. Nobody's rolling down the windows. They go up to basically go approach the vehicle. Guy jumps out of the back seat with a doggone full auto AK. Another guy jumps out of the front seat with a pistol. They start shooting. They light up. Cops get hit. Everybody in the car gets hit. It's a giant gunfight. No indication when they pulled them over.
What an absolutely horrible job that must be.
Yeah. I mean, this guy comes up, full auto out the back seat. They're still they're on pistols. Remember, the cops only got pistols. They were Glock 17s. You got a guy who's got 7.62 machine guns coming at you. You're just doing a standard traffic stops. I think there's like a warrant out on the driver as far as on the tag. You need to know what's happening. So when you deal with that, that's why I cut them a lot of slack on stuff. It's the same thing you said, because you don't know what
don't
the
know
heck
what they've
you
been
just
through.
Encountered
yeah.
before. And there are some people out there that have no at all standpoint as far as they have no problem shooting people or shooting cops.
They don't care.
But we had that guy down here that made Grady so famous. He got pulled over, just back out of prison. He shoots Polk County Sheriff officer, kills him, shoots the canine dog, kills him, shoots another law enforcement on backup. He doesn't die, but he gets shot. Then he runs off in the woods. He's buried in a hole with a pistol.
Yeah, a tree stump. It was a tree stump, yeah.
They do full manhunt on him, and they lit him up. He got shot 67 times when they got him. Still had a pistol in his hand. And they asked Grady, why'd you shoot him 67 times? He goes, because we ran out of ammo. Mags were empty. He goes, we would have shot him more. He goes, you're going to come to Polk County. You're going to kill our law enforcement. You're going to kill our canines. He goes, they don't deserve that. He goes, expect to get shot. And, you know, and the problem is there's some people out there, they just will shoot you, gut you, knife you, just shouldn't look at you.
When that Black Lives Matter crap happened a few years ago, I remember Grady Judd said, if you have anybody coming to your house, you take your 12-gauge shotgun, yeah. and you blow them back out the front door, you will not be charged in this county. That's what he said.
And that's why DeSantis came up with this crap again. He said, dude, if you get boxed in, you're in a vehicle and you get boxed in and you can't get out of a situation, you have a mob around you, you can run them over. Nobody has a right to stop you in traffic and try to drag you out of your vehicle. You don't have to sit there and endure that. Just drive. Call 911. I basically had an attempted carjacking. And so, I mean, people have to understand that there's certain aspects of life that have to be protected. You can't sit there and just do whatever you want all the time.
Well, right after that, you know, I got stuck in that mob over
Lakeland
on Highway 92.
Polk County got dispatched.
And I called 911. They said, well, we thought this had been dispatched. The dispatcher's 300 people here, and they're blocking Highway 98, Highway 92 and 98. And so they dispatched the sheriff's department, and they came out there hitting with tear gas.
With MRAPs.
Yeah, with MRAPs, they came out with tear gas.
Well, Lakeland couldn't handle it. Lakeland thought they dispersed it.
No, they didn't.
Lakeland left.
Lakeland had that horrible administration there.
They called
Grady Judd took care of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember that one guy got hit with that tear gas canister.
Well, no, he was over there. So I told one of my SWAT guys, they were out there, and they had the MRAP out, and they were just observing. They weren't trying to deploy tear gas on everybody unless they were doing something nefarious. One of the guys had a big old brick. It was one of the BLM guys. He threw it, missed one of the sheriff's officers, hit side of the MRAP. And, boy, he had that 37-millimeter tear gas gun. Boom! Shot him right in the chest with it. Said, dude, you're going to throw rocks at us? We're going to shoot back.
Hit you with a tear gas canister.
Yeah, this isn't California, boys. We're not going to sit here and get hit in the face with rocks while you guys get
I remember when they showed up in buses at the Auburndale City Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were about 100 people standing around. All of us were...
Well, because what happened was BLM said that they were coming to Auburndale. They were coming to Polk County. It's a big group with Antifa and BLM. They said they were going to come in and basically... It implied they were going to wreak havoc on Auburndale. And Polk County Sheriff's Department said, okay, you guys want to do that, you're going to find out what's going to happen. You can't just start going to cities and burning them down.
Not in Polk County.
Not in Polk County. And I have to play that video one time with the convoy coming in.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, my gosh, video. That was crazy. We were there. I saw all that. Those MRAPs are a lot bigger than you think they are. They're really,
huge.
Really. Oh, by the way, birth rate among refugee women in Austria are triple. These are the Muslims. Are triple that of the native-born Austrians.
Austria, triple.
Well, the Muslims. The new figures show that women from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, the Muslims living in Austria, have an average birth rate of three times higher than the Austrian-born women. Remember, Austrian-born women have like one child.
Yeah.
So their population is cutting in half every year. The report finds that the offspring-born women average about 1.22. I was right.
Yeah.
Okay. Among that means they're not going to replace their own population. Among women not born in Austria, the figure rises to 1.57. However, the figure among the countries of origin rise significantly, and they're having 3.3 children each.
Jeez.
Yep. And they're saying that within 20 to 30 years, Austria will no longer be a Christian country. It will be Muslim, as will be Germany.
Well, go to the UK right now. Go to downtown London.
Oh, yeah.
They stop traffic in the middle of the day to do their little Muslim prayers on the ground.
Yeah, they do.
You can't touch them. You can just stop traffic. They just stand in the road.
They do it in New York, too.
They do it everywhere.
And the reason for it, you know, here's the thing. I don't have a bit of problems if you're Muslim and you want to get on a prayer.
Absolutely
know,
not. You want to pray and do what you want.
Five, six, seven times.
Don't impede traffic.
But don't get in the middle of the road and stop everybody. I mean, that's not cool.
No.
And, you know, and it's not okay to do stuff like that. I mean, if you want to worship, you know, your God, who's not the God, if you want to do that as much as you want.
It's your right to do what you want to do. I don't care. It's not my cup of tea.
But don't be stopping traffic. I mean, it's like get on I-4. Every time I get on I-4 and there's a traffic jam,
yeah.
There's always a police officer giving somebody a ticket. Or if there's some minor little thing that's happened.
Somebody just pulls over the side of the road with a flat tire, stops traffic for 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Everybody has a rubber neck.
This is the doggone I-4 death corridor is what that thing turned into. It's horrible. By the way, if you ever have a chance to go through Orlando, do not take I-4. If you can avoid it, take the 429 or the 417. Avoid I-4 going through Orlando. Just a heads up for you if you're coming down here to go on vacation. Awesome. What's your next story?
Yeah, this, I want to share by this photo. This is downtown London.
There you go. There you go.
Downtown London. Do you notice how that's a roadway?
No, it was.
That's a roadway? This is what they do. No. They shut it down. This, to me, that should be absolutely illegal to do. Nobody else does that in the world except that religion. Don't understand why it's tolerated, in my opinion. I really don't get that. It kind of boggles my mind.
Yeah, it does. Oh, by the way, the Epstein, this is an interesting article. The Epstein victims have become a serious political problem. Yeah. What do you think? they're now becoming a growing political threat to Trump. Because they're all running their mouths about all the people who were around Epstein and what Epstein was doing and all the rest. And this, by the way, this thing with the Epstein files, this is not going away.
Yeah, I hope it
Everybody's trying to suppress it. But remember what happened when Epstein did not kill himself, because Epstein's not even dead, in my opinion. But remember all those memes that came out for about 2 years after that?
Oh, yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself. But guess what? After a period of three more years, it all just went
away.
And it always does. Because people don't want to deal with this stuff long-term-wise because it just takes too much energy.
Well, and what happens is, too, you have so much of a distraction because they constantly deluge everybody with more and more bubble gum. Oh, did you hear about this individual? You hear about this and this and this, and they constantly change it. Oh, now we're going to indict Obama for the Russian hoax.
Notice that never happened.
You notice how that was giant theater for about a week to get everybody off the Epstein files?
Right.
And now it's, well, what happened again? Where's the indictment for Obama?
They're not going to indict a former president. It's never going to happen.
No, they were never planning
on it. The only reason they did that to Trump was because it was political theater again.
I laughed so hard when all of a sudden, I mean, they could not get everybody off the Epstein case. Everybody's talking about that pervert pedophile. And suddenly they come and say, oh, we have new information on the Russian hoax with Obama. And it was on every single media outlet for 24 hours a day for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody covered it. And then suddenly nobody talks about Epstein anymore.
Oh, by the way, we're almost out of time. I want to thank you. I know we cooked the clock today. You guys have an incredibly blessed weekend.
Yes.
Remember, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus created the heavens and the earth, and through him all things are held together, and the power that raised him from the dead dwells in you as a Christian. Remember that. And maintain your remember to put God first in your life. You know,
yes.
Go to church, you know, on Sunday, or if you have church on Friday night or Saturday night or whatever you're going to do, go to church and just enjoy God. Enjoy worshiping, enjoy singing, and enjoying being in the presence of a God in church. It's very important. Do communion this weekend and understand what you're doing when you do communion. And also remember, God is for you. And if God is for you, who in the world could be against
you,
Austin? Because God's going to take care of you. But always put him first in your life, because that way when you pick up the hotline phone and you call heaven, you get an answer.
You don't get a busy signal.
You don't get blocked and deleted. All right? And just have that relationship with God. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship. always remember that. And thank you for your support of Health Masters.
Yes.
If it wasn't for you guys, yesterday we got to talk to one of our customers,
yep.
both of us, got to call them up. It was great. And always remember, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. That's just a fact. And so thank you for your support. Thank you for being so gracious to us. Thank you for just, you know, being patient with us when we make mistakes or whatever. And always pray for us, too, because we need your prayers desperately. I love you guys so very, very, very much. I'm looking forward to praying for you again on Sunday morning when I'm at the altar. Austin, what do you want to say at the end here?
Yes, I appreciate everything. I thank for the emails. Thanks for the feedback on the new site. Be sure to check it out. Sign up for the newsletter on thebrewershow.com. I told you guys that. Get the updates. And also, to check out the specials, including like the GHI Cleanse 3-Pack. Lots of different specials updated on the new site. You guys have a fantastic weekend, my friends. I appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you again Monday as always.
Love you guys.